3 years ago, and always wanted to be invited back, always wanted to, and for me to not fulfill my obligations of being there for the morning meeting, I understand it was an accident, but there's no excuse for it. It's absolutely my fault. I take full responsibility for that.
Did they turn to you and ask you that to leave, that it would be in the best interest of you?
It was more of a mutual decision. It had been a long week of traveling. I just got back from Oregon a couple weeks before and been traveling throughout the 2 weeks since the camp. I knew it was going to be a lot. It was more of a mutual deal between me and the whole camp.
Mr. Slade, this is such a crock of shit.
Sorry. Not buying it. Here's my thing. If you're going to come out and lie to us, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Say, I've been advised by my attorney not to comment on it. Don't lie to my face. I'd rather you lie behind my back or not say anything. Welcome back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studio. And I'm not one of those guys that's actually down on Johnny Manziel. You know what he does? He does everything else that any other 20-year-old I've ever known. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he was drinking alcohol. Oh, he was partying. Oh, he woke up late.
I feel for the kid. I really
do. But don't lie to me, bro. Don't give me your phone died. That's crap.
It's 2013. There's a plug anywhere.
Paul Feinbaum said it best. He said, that's the equivalent of my dog eating my homework. I mean, come on. Or at least come up with a better lie.
Don't lie. Just tell the truth. He needs to be careful because these excuses, he's dehydrated, my phone died. That does nothing but make the Heisman. I mean, granted, the kid was given a Heisman at 18 years old. No one in the country probably would handle it any differently than he would.
Yeah.
So it's tough for the kid, but he needs to stop. He needs to stop saying, my dog ate my homework. I wasn't drinking. Yeah, you were. There's social events. And the Manning should have known better. That's a little bit of an oxymoron, I think. Johnny Manziel's coming to town. They need to take the Josh Hamilton theory. Just give him Sprite, not champagne.
That's it. Look, I'd love to give you a beer, bro, but you're 20, and I can't legally do that because you are putting yourself in trouble or in a tough spot. Plus, the Thibodeau bar that let him in, they're also putting themselves in harm's way as far as legal action. Because, again, you're trying to – everybody wants to cater to the superstar.
That's part of it,
and I have no problem with that.
He's not getting carded anywhere.
I wish somebody was catering to me.
No doubt. We're jealous.
But the bottom line is – you know they're going to be watching you because they're watching him, and you're going to be in trouble because of that whole connection. So
he's young and dumb. He needs to learn.
That is it. Okay. So, I mean, I don't fault him. I'm not on him. I don't think he's doing anything, you know, abnormal or irregular. But, again, he's in a different kind of spotlight than not only college athletes or high-profile college athletes, but a guy who's on a completely different – saying Tiger Woods is a pro golfer. It's such an unbelievable understatement. He's in a totally different era or a whole, totally different realm than anybody else is. So
yeah, you're right.
This is the perfect storm. He lives in the state that is more football crazy than any other state in America. He is in the conference that is more football crazy than any other conference in America. He's the best player in America, being the Heisman Trophy winner. Just lay low and get out of these public places. Quit going to the bars. Quit going here. Go run stadium steps, throw patterns, lift weights, just get ready for the season. He wants to live like he's Joe Namath in Manhattan in 1966.
It's a different time.
He's underage. It's a different time. Everybody's reporting every single thing that you're doing. That's where his father and his coach need to say, son, just stay out of the media glare.
And that's tough, you know, because he is 20 and he's saying he wants to live the college life. And, you know, I feel for the kid because I made a dumb mistake when I was a young kid at my senior bowl game and didn't get to play in my last bowl game because I did the same thing that I thought most other young 20-year-olds were doing. And he's got to understand what I realized after I got sent home, you can't do it.
Mm-mm.
That's just the bottom line. You can't do it. I know you want to go out to all the frat parties and all the bars and have a good time. But you just won the Heisman. You're going to the NFL. You're going to do things that not a lot of people in this world ever get a slim chance of an opportunity.
Exactly.
They watch you.
And that's the trade-off. You've got to understand you're under that kind of scrutiny, so you have to make sure that you're above board.
And, heck, I wasn't All-American, All-SEC. I was just a Razorback. But just having that little bit of scrutiny blew me up. He just won the Heisman. This guy is everywhere. He can't go outside of his house without someone getting the iPhone and taking a picture of him. Hey, Johnny Manziel just woke up at 9:30 with a bowl of Cheerios.
Exactly.
Anything.
It's one thing to tell a kid, and again, we're all hypocritical to some degree. We've all been there.
Right.
But we can all sit here and go, look. I mean, you want to pull the kid aside and go, look, bro.
Yeah.
I've drank beer. It's not that big a deal. You can wait until you're 21 or until there's because, look. As busy as his summer's been, he's had plenty of downtime to have a few beers with the buddies. Okay, he's had enough. You don't do it at the Manning camp.
Exactly.
No, or if you can't get up the next morning, you certainly don't do it. So, if you want to have a few beers and you can get up the next morning and do your job, that's fine. or if you feel like, hey, I'm too overwhelmed this year, it's not a good year for me to come back, because he was talking about how he was there as a player.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been fine. You know, it's like, hey, look, I'm too covered up this year, but it's obviously a huge honor to be asked. I'll be in there next year. And he said it today. I can't wait to come back again.
And I hope he does. I just hope he doesn't have a bad rap. You know, that's what I'm scared of. He does this too many times. Too many people aren't going to forget about it.
Man, every time the kid does something, though, he just ends up getting hammered about it. I mean,
I feel the
parking ticket and this and that. I mean, just,
yeah.
You know, it's like he can't catch a break. And he needs to recognize, he needs to just get away from all that
stuff. And what he needs is about three or four of his closest buddies
who
turn their cell phones off when they come over the house, and they just hang out
They circle those wagons, and they keep people away from him. And he hangs out with his –
He needs bodyguards.
Exactly.
He does.
He needs his offensive lineman.
One guy does need to leave his cell phone on, though, so they can get to where they need to be on time. I can tell you this. Look, I partied my backside off when I was in college. I was a professional, okay? Guess how much I overslept?
None.
Never.
Yeah.
Really?
I made it to class the morning after my 21st birthday, and I will not I won't share on the air the number of...
Sprites?
Yes.
Strawberry Quick.
There were a lot of Sprite shots that were done the night before. Let me just put it to you that way. But the bottom line is I made it to class. Now, look, I was only there long enough to get my attendance taken, and I got called out. That's a funny story for another day. But I made it to class the morning after my 21st birthday, so I'm not being a hypocrite in that way. You can party all you want. You can do what you want. And I don't care if you show up half in the back. You got to show up. 90% of life is just being there,
it's
right?
Woody Allen, that's it.
Yep.
You got to show
showing
up.
Showing up.
And that's why I'm here today.
Yeah. He's young. I feel for him. I hope he does.
And then Dad didn't help by going, oh, he was dehydrated. Gee, how does that happen? It must have been that Thibodaux, Louisiana heat got to him.
It's
like 85 there this week.
As a parent, let me weigh in on this. I don't think his father's been that much of a help in this whole thing.
Yeah.
His dad needs to say, son, listen, your mother and I love you. Quit acting the fool, okay?
Yeah, you're going to buy us a new house in a couple
his dad
years.
Is enabling him. The whole, you know, bar tab and the thing after they blew Oklahoma out. I mean, I get the feeling his dad is pushing him into some of this.
His dad's taking him to Pebble Beach and bought him a stupid Scooby-Doo outfit for Halloween.
Now, I did like the Scooby-Doo outfit. That was a nice touch.
Oh, so now we're going back and forth with the dad.
Yeah, well, you know, dads, you know, hit or miss propositions. We all know that.
Come on, Johnny.
Some dads are miss or miss. You know, not all of us had a solid father like you, Matt. You were given every benefit.
Yeah, right. Try being raised by an all pro. Y'all thought he was intense and he was Captain Crash. He raised me like that. Everyone thinks it was all just
when you came. When you came across the middle of the living room, did he like take you out with a forearm?
There was times I was going to breakfast, lunch, something like that. He came out of nowhere and just put me to sleep. It wasn't nap time for me. It was night time.
One of my favorite memories of the 70s is after Roy Girella missed that field goal and he comes up taps him on the head and Lambert smacked him. That was funny stuff.
Yeah, he tapped him on the head and he said, nice miss, buddy.
Well, I know your dad tried hard with you, Matt. It's not over. You can still achieve at the level he wants you to be at. That's a hard one to live up to.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
This was the best when I was playing for the Razorbacks.
It was about the time your dad offered to adopt me that I thought maybe Matt's not living up to the level that he wants him to.
This was the best, Edgar. People will come up here and say, all the reporters like yourself would ever say, is it hard living up to the expectations of your all-pro father, Cliff Harris? Well, it wasn't until you put that microphone in my face and started asking me about it.
Yeah, it would be if you would quit bringing him up every time you talk to me.
Yeah, you know, I got cleats too, but, you know, but it's...
Not all cleats are created equal, unfortunately. But you had a good run. I enjoyed watching you play. I enjoyed listening to you talk too. I appreciate you coming in today. Matt Harris joining us, the Pigskin Preacher, whose father was also a great safety in his time, is here as well. Don't miss the summer clearance event.